What's your gateway snack food? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Bradley, what does that even mean? What is your gateway snack food?
You know, like a gateway drug. It's your snack food that just gets you going and you got to have more. Mm. You can't stop. It's like a drug.
It's like a domino food. You tip one over and then you're all in.
And for me, well, okay, this all, by the way, 651-641-1071. What's your, you know, snack food of champions? I started thinking about this last night specifically because I just finished this book called Hooked, and it's all about like the food industry and like all of the like science that explains why they make food so terribly delicious and addictive, especially when it comes to snack food items. And I was just thinking about, like, I have an unnatural desire for Doritos, but it turns out it's not very unnatural. It's actually very natural, and, like, Doritos...
It's formulated to make you think about it constantly.
And the guy who wrote Hooked, his name is Michael Moss, and he wrote another book called Salt, Fat, or Salt, Sugar, Fat.
You read that one, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
And that one explains sort of, like, why Doritos and other things make you just get real horny. And, and I was thinking about that last night. I was like, oh, I'm so horny for some Doritos. Give me some of that. But I don't keep that stuff in my house because, again, it's a gateway drug. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that would be a fun conversation.
Yeah. What's your gateway snack food? 651-641-1071. I'm a salty girl. You know this.
Yeah. So what's yours?
Pringles.
Pringles?
I love the Pringles.
Oh, okay. So like if you have a thing, a sleeve of Pringles, you can't stop.
Well,
once you pop.
It actually, yeah, they actually made an entire commercial out of it. Once I pop, I cannot stop. So I can't have Pringles. I will say they do make small stacks of Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is.
They make these little tub things too that with the peel off.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you make that. They have like, well, they have both. They have like the little tub ones that's like one serving.
Yeah.
And then they have a slightly bigger one that is like a small version of the big Pringles.
Yeah.
But the problem is they all come in multiple packages. So it's not like you're just like, well, I'll just open another. It doesn't stop you is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't shut you down.
Yeah.
No, Pringles.
Any particular flavor of Pringles?
I just like the classic. I'll go sour cream and onion, though. Okay. I like the, you know, but classic Pringles, just like compressed potato flakes with salt. Who doesn't want that?
Sell it.
Who doesn't want that? Holly?
Holly, what's your snacko choice?
Nutritional yeast?
Oh, no.
I like to make my own air-popped popcorn.
I make a kale chip with a nutritional yeast.
No, man, I had a bad experience with kale chips and nutritional yeast.
This, by the way,
I
just
can't
remember,
wait to hear the rest
for
of
all
story.
Her nutritional yeast bloviating, let's remember that Holly
problem.
Just told us about her frozen pizza epidemic.
We just tease.
Yeah.
We tease because we love.
So we know that you can get real dirty with some snack foods. What's getting you all sleazy?
I, too, get horny for snack foods. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm obsessed with these things called popcorners.
What's a popcorn?
What? They are the crunchy and wholesome popped corn snack.
Oh.
And they come in a variety of flavors. Put a bag of spicy queso popcorners.
I've had these before. Oh, okay. They're really good, but I thought they were called something else. Did they change their name?
Maybe.
But yes, popcorners. Yes.
Popped corners.
So they look kind of like those rice snacks with corn.
Yeah, they kind of look like membrane.
Okay. You know, that's just
membrane.
A suggestion. I hope that they don't try to hire you to write copy.
Hey guys, I really love
crunchy
your product.
Membranes.
It reminds me of a membrane.
But it does. Give me a bag of that spicy queso and Friday
She's
night.
She's all in. Oh, let loose, girl.
Oh my God. Okay, Holly. Put it away. Panda sent us a tweet and said, I have a special place in my heart for Cheez-Its. I put something on Instagram and a lot of people said their favorite snack food was Cheez-Its.
Oh.
Panda says regular and white cheddar for her.
What about those burnt ones?
Okay, I love the toasty ones. Which is
once
you're
talking
about.
I think you got to mix them up with the regular ones because you need a surprise toasty one every twice in a while.
But have you tried Snapped? Snapped are the new thing from Cheez-Its, which are kind of like a cross between a Cheez-It and a chip. It's like
are they triangles?
Ass, no, it's not a triangle. It's kind of like it's just like amorphous shape, I think. I don't think there's
like a membrane.
It's like a membrane.
I'm telling you, when you look at the popped corners.
No, it does look like the inside of your gut. No, seriously, though, it's like a big flat Cheez-It, but it's crispier than a regular Cheez-It. And they are real addictive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yes, yes, yes. I've seen those. I have not tried them.
They're very good. And they have extra cheesy ones.
I got another gateway. I got another gateway. When you said cheese, it put me in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
I could go to town on some Cheetos.
I'm telling you the other one that I think of a lot. Holly, are you okay over there?
Sort of a disjointed moan. I'm not sure what's happening.
I can see you, but I can't see all of you. So I'm hoping. Okay. Cheetos. Again, I will reiterate, Dots cheese curls.
I still haven't been able to get those.
Your life, find them.
Like, where better than Cheetos?
Better than Cheetos.
Where do we get these?
It's hard to know, but I will tell you that the Ace Hardware on Nicollet and 38th Street has them.
Oh, okay. So
they're like the Dots pretzel seasoning sprinkled on Cheetos. And so it adds this like flavor complexity that is so delightful.
Okay. We did get an email from Sonia. She said, my gateway snack is white cheddar pirate's booty. She said, I'll eat the entire bag.
I've never had the pirate's booty.
I have some in my car right now. What I would run out and get it for you.
Is it puffed corn?
It's like puffed corn. But it has like a dust. But it's better. Cause like I've asked my kids before, do you prefer puffed corn? Cause I'll be honest, I'm going to say some stuff here, but it's real. Pirate's booty is real expensive and the bags are not super full. So like you pay a lot for not very much and you can crush a bag of that. And I'm talking like the family size by yourself.
Yeah.
Puffed corn, there's more in the bag and it's cheaper. So I said to my kids, cause I like to be economical, could we just get puffed corn? And they were like, no. Pirate's booty is way better. Yeah,
that's the parent's nightmare.
It's actually true, though. Pirate's booty is superior. It's so good. Let's go to Tare. Tare's on the line.
Hi, Tare.
What's your gateway snack food, Tare?
Hi, guys. Hi. So I'm like you, Colleen. I'm more the salty girl until I found these tiny rice cakes called Drizzlicious.
Ooh.
And I found them at Menards, and they come in s'mores. They come in cinnamon with like a frosting on it.
Mm.
They're tiny. They are low in everything, and they are so flippin' delicious. Like, you can't eat as many as you have to get any kind of calorie or fat out of it.
Okay.
I'm looking at these right now. Thanks, Tara, for that hot tip. They do have a birthday cake version, too.
They look like drizzled rice cakes. They also have drizzled popcorn.
They have rice, chia, quinoa, and flax, Bradley, all your favorite things. No, I would try that, though. I'd eat that.
Yeah, anything with drizzles.
Drizzle me. okay, I didn't mean to say that.
Drizzle
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Do you want the mustard drizzle from Pizza Hut?
Okay,
remember that?
It's free.
Ew.
It's a free
they had a free mustard drizzle at one point.
For their pizza. Nasty.
Yeah, it came with a free mustard drizzle.
That's nasty.
Exactly. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, Bradley, I have an update on a D-bag of your.
Oh.
Your D-bag of your, in fact. The celebrity dermatologist, the homophobic celebrity dermatologist.
He went off on a tear.
Yeah. Well, I have an update. And also, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I discovered in my perusal of his Instagram. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.
Have you heard Donna and Steve lately? Check out this highlight.
Every single person has face mites living on their face right now. They're microscopic. They're currently swimming around in the oil on your pores, and they're even having relations. No, that's true. Trust me, I edited the phrasing.
Oh, Lord.
On your face to reproduce.
What if that's what we are to, like, the giant elephant back that we're all living on?
The microcosm on the macrocosm.
Yeah.
And they
like
say,
like, Horton, here's a who.
They're on you right now, and many of them are hosting a radio show. And they're like, I don't want to know that.
Oh, so true.
Donna and Steve, listen live or podcast it anytime at mytalk1071.com or on the MyTalk app.
Light up your space.
Okay, if I say the name Dr. Kadavi, that means nothing to the majority of people. But Bradley, it means something to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Right? Neither do I. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. Hi. Dr. Kadavi, you named him your D-bag the other day on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
I did, because he went off on an anti-gay tirade.
Right there.
Which is weird, considering he has many gay clients.
I mean, patients. That is 1,000% true. One of them being Lance Bass. That's just, I only know that because he was listed in the story. Dr. Kadavi, who went on this homophobic rant in the lobby of his apartment building on closed circuit TV. So there's actual video of it, which, by the way, did you watch the whole video?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh,
but I saw him running around in the lobby. Like, rah, 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 rah.
So like when you said homophobic rant, I'm just thinking like he probably used the longer F word a lot and that, you know, it was horrible, right? But I didn't realize that mixed in there would be some fun death threats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he literally was like, I will kill you. Yeah. I will kill them. And he's talking specifically about another couple that lives in the apartment building with him, neighbors of his, two men who are married to each other. And he apparently is not okay with that. And so he said some stuff and it is all around wrong. Every bit of it is wrong. Super D-bag. Well, I wanted to give you an update.
Okay,
cool. And the update is that he is now under investigation by the medical board.
Oh, interesting.
After he said those things, they said that they are aware. A spokesperson for the Medical Board of California has told TMZ, quote, they're aware of Kadavi's recent episode and are reviewing it to see if any disciplinary action is warranted. They won't say exactly what the punishment could be for him, but there's multiple possibilities, including but not limited to public reprimand, license revocation, etc. Anyway, so that's what's happening.
You know, and it's just unfortunate because, like, the thing that, like, when stuff like this happens, this just is, it's clear to me that these words have come out of his mouth before. Obviously, this is not the first time, right? Or he would be like, oh my God. Like, people just don't, when they're in a fit of rage, say things that aren't part of them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, I've been angry many times, and there are things that come out of my mouth that are, the same things will come out of my mouth.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like you go back to the same track you've played before.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Right. Nobody says that.
Right. Right. If you say those things, it's because somewhere within you, you think those things.
Yeah.
Whether you want to think those things or not, right? We can be our own worst enemies.
Most
we can have thoughts that we don't like.
Most of the time, you keep those things inside. Mm-hmm. But they're still thoughts you're having. So when they come out, it's usually because your guard is down or you're so enraged. So that means that they've been in there. So when people try to act like this is just something out of the ordinary
or
out of character, like saying them might be out of character, but it also tells me a lot about what goes on in your mind. And that's unfortunate because if I were his client and I really appreciated his work, I would be really bummed, but I'd have to say, hi. So I'm sure this was like a one-time deal in terms of your outburst.
Right.
But like,
I'm going to find another doctor to lift my butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many options and I don't need to be at one where I'm thinking to myself, are you secretly wishing that I would die if I cross some imaginary line? I don't know. It's unfortunate for all the people that went to him, which, by the way, are some pretty high profile celebrities. And I don't know if you have the update on this, but did any of them respond?
No, I don't actually have the update on that.
Lance Bass, Scott Disick,
I am not. I am curious about that myself. Really quickly, I did want to give you just close the loop and also give you an update that the couple that he was ranting at.
Yeah.
They have filed a restraining order over this. And also they've, this is not their first run-in with him, to your earlier point of like, these are thoughts that are inside of him. Apparently he has flashed a gun at the concierge at his own buildings to show that he was packing and meant business.
Okay.
Anyway, so now you know who we're dealing with, but, I took a twirl through his Instagram to see about his clientele and the work he does. First of all, he is very butt lifty. Like he just gets real butt lifty with people.
Is that what he did with, is that what he did for Lance Bass?
Well, I don't know because he does not feature Lance Bass on his Instagram, but he does feature a lot of other celebrities. Now, We actually mentioned this, and this is going to sound like an insult. It's not an insult. It's an observation. He seems to be a person who gets high on his own supply, if you know what I mean. And what I mean by that is that he's had a lot of procedures himself.
Well,
and
at least his eyebrows have been done. I don't know. It's always an interesting choice.
He's gotten busy with the needles. And again, not a judgment. I get Botox on the regular.
Yeah.
That is.
But you usually don't want to know.
Right.
That, like, you don't want it to be noticeable. That right. A good plastic surgeon, aesthetician, their work is a mystery.
And right.
What you want people to say is, you don't want people to go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I know that noise.
You want people to be like, wow. 52?
Yeah, you look great.
You look like you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your secret?
Yeah. But you don't want it to be like, wow, 52, you look like an alien. That's what you're not trying to go for. Anywhoozy whatsy, I took a twirl through his Instagram, and he does boast some celebrity clients. Notably, and this one's really my favorite, David Hasselhoff is one of his clients.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I kind of love it. The Hoff, you're looking for the Hoff?
Yeah.
The Hoff is kind of deep in his, you got to scroll for a minute to get to the Hoff.
Okay.
What? I told you he's real butt lifty. There's a lot of booties. Also, anyway, it doesn't matter. But there was another post that I wanted to draw your attention to. And I'm going to give you a link to this in just a second because I didn't want you to overprepare by looking at it prior.
Yeah.
But like you said, like he has treated.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was on one of her shows. Okay. So he has treated, like you said, Scott Disick. So which tells you, like, maybe he's adjacent to the Kardashians a little bit.
Sure.
Oh, darn it. Okay. I got to finish this up when we come back because I'm going to need to take you on a quick little journey.
Okay.
With Dr. Kadavi.
All right.
The homophobic dermatologist to the stars after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, before we get to Crazy Stupid Idiots on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to finish up this talk about Dr. Alex Kadavi, the dermatologist to the stars, who was a D-bag earlier in the week because he had a homophobic rant that was caught on tape. And he's got all these celebrity clients. And so I was taking a spin through his Instagram on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And I wanted to draw your attention to one in particular, Bradley, and it was one where he features Khloe Kardashian and Kris Jenner. And I am so confused by this. So the caption is, "Thank you, Kardashians, for recognizing the product that has won praise all over the world for the first and only clinically proven anti-aging hand treatment. I had the pleasure of developing this years ago with its rejuvenating qualities. It really is one of a kind." Bradley, can you describe the pictures of Khloe and Kris Jenner?
There's a lot of fingers, a lot of long fingers, photoshopped fingers. Anyway, middle fingers. Khloe is like pointing at one hand, and the hand she's pointing at has its middle finger up.
Yeah.
And so does.
And Kris Jenner is doing the exact same thing, but with the opposite. And I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't understand it at all. So obviously he's got some sort of.
So that's like his signature sign.
I don't know, but nobody explains it. And everybody in the comments is like, what's with the middle finger? And there's no explanation. And it's just sitting there with middle fingers and the Kardashians. I don't get it.
I'm surprised he didn't get a cease and desist for posting this and perhaps manipulating this photo.
Well, that's the thing is that's the other thing everybody's saying in the comments is like, okay, well, this is all really photoshopped.
Yeah, well, that's typical of Kardashians.
Right?
Yeah.
So who photoshopped it? We just don't know. We just don't know.
Messy.
All right. Now let's get to the crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. And sometimes other places.
Like where?
Like where?
Oh, thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
It doesn't matter. But I want to tell you about a mom who did something to support her children. Which that's not a crazy, stupid idiot, mom. Right?
That's good momming right there.
Okay. So, did you ever, did your kids ever do like a lemonade stand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have a lemonade stand, in fact, I know you did because I think I rolled up one day.
Yeah, you might have done lemonade, that.
From your kids. Hey, kids.
We do it. We have a great neighborhood for lemonade stands.
Yeah, you do.
There's always people running around trying to get their fitness on. What?
Oh, the yeah, I was like, what? The lemonade fitness? What? But you mean that they're like running by.
Cool off
and,
with
yeah,
some
exactly.
lemonade.
So one mom was like, I'm going to support my kids in a way that moms don't usually support their kids when it comes to lemonade stands. So, like, you probably helped them, like, I don't know, make a sign.
I mean, I'll mix the lemonade. That's about the most I'll do.
Okay. So you actually, well, you probably bought it too, right?
Right. Like yeah.
Yeah.
I should, though, take that out of their earnings.
You should. I think you should just steal it from them. I mean, it's your money anyway.
Right.
They're your kids.
I made them.
I made them. I own you. All right. So that's something you may have done to support your kids for a lemonade stand. But this mom earned crazy, stupid, idiot status by doing something that I've never heard of before.
Did she strip?
No, but that would have been awesome. She did the following. Okay, so I'm going to read this to you.
Okay, thanks.
Here's what she posted on social media. Thank you to all who showed support for the twins today. Was this you, Colleen?
Yeah, right.
As a general rule of etiquette for those who don't know, when you see children out having a lemonade stand, you stop.
Oh my gosh.
The lemonade most likely sucks and it's probably warm with possibly a bug floating in the ice, but you stop anyway because the children are cute and they don't understand why you are not stopping and when they are clearly asking you to stop. At one point, I had to put up a barricade forcing drivers to pull over and acknowledge my children. It should never have to come to this. Be a better citizen.
Oh my gosh, who is this?
Is this
Farrah Abraham?
This mom straight up put a barricade in the middle of the road.
Oh my gosh.
To stop people.
No.
Or to make people stop so that her kids could get some lemonade action.
Mm-mm. No.
Are you kidding
me?
No.
No, I will say, like,
she's like
the
slashing
of
tires.
It.
She's like sitting behind the bush with a BB gun to blow out people's tires so they stop for her kids. Like, oh, while you're waiting for your car to get towed, have some lemonade.
I mean, at the beginning of it, I was like, yeah, no, she's not wrong. Like, it is, you know, I'm not saying like be so bold about it, but yeah, it would be nice if people stop for the kids. You know, you might not want the lemonade. You can pour it out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just throw 50 cents at the kids
but
and
also
have a nice
free
day.
Free will.
Like, yeah,
If I don't have time to stop for your, you know. Yeah,
maybe I'm on the way to the hospital. Maybe I got an emergency.
Maybe I'm allergic to lemons.
You don't know. But so, like, in general, I agree. Like, I do keep change in the car for the express purpose of stopping at lemonade stands.
Yeah, but I'm also not drinking your children's lemonade. I will give them a dollar.
It. I usually give them the
your
money.
Lemonade.
I usually take the lemonade and then, like, feed a plant with it or something. What?
You feed it. Are you carrying plants in your car?
No, like on my way out of the car at home, I'll just like throw it on the apple tree or something. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, just let them keep it.
You're right. That's right. I could just do that, not waste their lemonade, but it doesn't matter. My point is this. You don't need to take matters in your own hands, lady.
No, you don't need to stop. Although I feel like you would have done this at some point.
No.
Because you have gotten on a school
bus. That's different.
Before
that's when like kids are being rude. Then you gotta like throw.
Oh, but
bows.
Parents being rude? That's not
no,
worth your
I don't,
time.
Honestly, like I actually don't even actually think about it. Like I tell the kids, listen, kids need to learn disappointment. I tell
that
my kids, like
sure.
I tell them all the time.
More
I'm like
kids need to do that.
People might show up. They might not show up.
I want to teach a class for children called
disappointment 101.
You're about to get disappointed, so get comfortable.
But it's better when they're not prepared for the disappointment.
Yeah,
really, you know, it just shows
surprise
up
them.
Yeah, you shoot
disappointment.
Hello, hi, I'm here, get to know me, I'm gonna be around a lot.
Who's your crazy stupid idiot?
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna put you in a situation. I want you to like imagine yourself in this situation. Okay? You're on a United Airlines flight. You're on your way from San Francisco to Orlando. You're getting ready to take off and you are sitting there because I know you do this. You like your phone is what's occupying you while you're waiting on the tarmac, right? Sure, so you're like, do-do-do. Somebody wants to airdrop something to you.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, what is that?
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
And then you look at the picture. Now, airdrop means there's somebody in your midst.
Yeah.
Who's trying to share something with you.
Yeah.
Somebody who's on that plane with you.
Yep. And if I don't know them, this is going to be weird.
And you're like, well, but it's not that.
Oh.
Yeah. No. It's a gun. It's a photograph of a gun.
Oh, my God.
That somebody has airdropped to you.
Somebody is creepily sending me photos of a gun as we're about to take off on a plane. Yeah. That does not seem like a good idea.
But you're not alone.
I thought you were going to get porny or something.
I know. This is definitely not a party story. No, you're not the only one who's getting this picture, though. More people are opening up their airdrops, and they're getting pictures of a toy gun. A gun. It does turn out, I just gave away the punchline, it's a toy gun.
Well, but still.
But it looks like a gun.
I don't know that I really am going to make a distinction at the point of a gun.
The culprit is an unnamed teenage boy who thought it would be funny to share pictures of his toy gun on a flight. Mm-hmm. Before takeoff, guess what happened? The plane that's sitting on the tarmac waiting to take off to carry people from one place to their destination
now has to be deplaned.
Turn back, deplaned, so that they can yank this kid off of the airplane.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Anyway, they are currently reviewing the matter.
Do not let your children have access to technology. Oof. Just don't even do it.
Well, and like teach them how to be serious about things, right? Like there are certain things you don't do. You don't joke. It's not funny. I say this to my kids all the time because they'll be like, I'm just kidding. I'm like, it's not if it's not funny to me, if it's not funny to the people around you, if it's only funny to you, then it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Also, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, that's super not funny. Just try not to get arrested.
Because then your record will be there forever and you'll never get a job and no one will ever want to be around you. And then you will be alone and sad and forced to make money on a lemonade stand in your front yard.
And your mom's going to throw up barricades in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. What else you got there, trainer?
I would like to now take you to a place called Florida.
I've been there.
Yay! And I want to tell you about a guy named Glenn Hutchison and his 56-year-old disabled victim. This should be a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Investigators say that Glenn Hutchison, he's 58 years old, he got into a dispute over something, and that something led to an arrest on a felony charge. Would you like to understand? Well, first of all, I'll just tell you that there was a physical altercation.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what that was in just a moment. But the physical altercation was because of something crazy, stupid, idiotic. Like the reason they got into a fight, or I wouldn't even call it a fight, just the alleged attack, occurred after an argument about something that normally shouldn't lead to physical ramifications.
Like what's for dinner?
No, but yes, it wasn't what's for dinner. It was what's on the television.
Oh.
Yes. Apparently, they were debating whether or not to watch either Monk, the TV show with Tony Shalhoub, or cartoons.
Wow.
And so when they couldn't come to a reasonable conclusion, Mr. Hutchison preferred Monk, by the way, to his roommate's cartoons. And police say at that point the argument turned violent when Hutchinson hit the victim, whose name by the way is Edward, and hit him on the head with an aluminum cane. That is when Mr. Davis drove over Mr. Hutchinson with his motorized scooter.
Oh no.
And that prompted him to swing the cane in self-defense, or so he says. So it really was a, you know, attack of like there was a cane, there was a scooter. They were going at it. Ran him over, backed it up.
I got questions about the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually, this is a terrible story. But that aside, I'm trying to imagine a scooter Like, I feel like a scooter would just run into the body. Like, how does it climb up and over? I'm impressed. That must be a hover round.
Yeah. Hover round. Like the Mad Max version of a hover round, just taking people out. Maybe he had put on some spikes on the wheelies.
I feel like you don't try that maneuver unless you've done it before.
Oh, that's happened before.
Right? Yeah, he's run over a few people.
It left a physical.
A what?
A visible mark.
I mean, I'll say, I would imagine.
Although I do feel like you would probably recuperate more quickly after a hover round.
Yes.
Versus like an actual car.
The mugshot. I just saw the mugshot. He's like, I did it.
I did it and I do it again.
Stay out of my way.
Also, I wonder if it was a hurricane, because that would leave a mark.
That thing, yeah.
The hurricane's got prongs, remember?
We watch too much television. What we've just shown you is that we watch too many infomercials.
Yeah.
Because we've watched the hover round infomercial. And the hurricane one.
Yeah. I don't remember why we got so hot on the hurricane.
I don't either, but we were really into it for a minute. Yeah. You know, it had to have been a crazy, stupid idiot. I'm sure there was something about the hurricane that made us, now we're Googling
it. Oh my God, I typed in hurricane. Like,
that's different.
Actual.
Hurricane.
It's hurricane. Just called hurricane.
Yeah, that thing, I mean, you would get, you don't want that thing coming at you.
Looks
fast.
Like a dinosaur.
Oh my God, there's a Freedom Edition.
Oh boy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh.
Oh, it doesn't have prongs. It has like, what do you call those? It almost
like a stand. It's like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
A tripod. It's the freestanding design.
Okay.
Great. When we come back, it's a pivoting base.